Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about our next guest. Ms. Dionne Warwick is back with us today to talk to us not only about her amazing career in music, but what it's been like for her to do what she loves and to see the way that her fans literally around the world are responding. She just released her brand new album called Feel So Good. It really is, I think, a big literary love note for her fans, and it really accompanies some amazing artists along with her as well. We're going to talk to Ms. Warwick not only about this new project, but what it's been like for her to share her music with all of you, as well as reach new generations as well to get things kicked off. So here is a single from the project, one I've gotten to love this year, Hope Is Just Ahead. It's by Billy Ray Cyrus and Ms. Dionne Warwick. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
I wondered why I had the blues, so I turned on the evening. Children running from their school because of some damn fool had no morals they must prove.
Another kid laid in the blood, another town drowned in the flood. Just a tragic trail of tears, lessons not learned through the years. Heaven save us from our fears.
Hope is just ahead, sorrow's just behind us. From what the good book says, the truth will never bind us. Who's to say what we shall find? I guess the proof was sure in time. Then let's keep the dreamers safe, for surely hope is just ahead.
Yeah.
That was Hope Is Just Ahead by Dionne Warwick and Billy Ray Cyrus right here on Conversations Live. As I said, Ms. Warwick is joining us today to talk to us about her brand new album, Feel So Good. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back with that conversation right here on Conversations Live.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Are you looking for a great book to add to your reading list in November? I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about best-selling author John H. Cunningham's newest book, Second Chance Gold. It's the fourth book in the Buck Riley Adventure Series, but believe me when I say it's also a great standalone novel as well. Hired by billionaire Lou Atlas to search for answers about his dead nephew on St. Bart's, the swankiest island in the Caribbean, Buck Riley's dream trip goes sideways when his former business partner, fresh out of jail, returns with a vengeance. Buck is quickly eyeballs deep in complications. The heat jumps off the page as romance, double cross, revenge, and the FBI closing in keep readers riveted to see how Buck can escape this latest adventure. Sounds good, right? Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Again, Second Chance Gold is the newest book by bestselling author John H. Cunningham. Find out more about this book and his other reads by going to www.jhcunningham.com. That's www.jhcunningham.com.
Connecting you to PR firm applause affiliates and clients on Stay in the Course. Thanks to your desire for global impact, we learn, grow, and do what we love. Weave in social impact and unique branding. For almost 10 years, merged with like Grammy-nominated artists, Music Soul Child, Selena Johnson, Drummer Boy, BET, VH1, Walgreens, Clear Channel, and MAC Cosmetics have joined forces for HIV, breast cancer, and youth issues. A fully integrated public relations firm, Connecting You To offers services to companies, celebrities, nonprofit, and government entities. ConnectingYou2.com for more info. ConnectingYou2.com.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Last year, about the same time, I was talking to Ms. Dionne Warwick about her album Now and what it was like for her to be able to celebrate her many decades in music. Well, as we're wrapping up another year, she's out with a brand new project released this week called Feel So Good. We're going to talk to Ms. Warwick not only about the new project, but what it was like for her to be able to team up with a lot of great artists on this project, including some that she know quite well in her own family. And, of course, we're going to let you guys know how you can get the album for yourself. Ms. Warwick, hello to you and welcome back to the program.
I'm happy to do so. Thank you.
Well, look, congratulations to you on the brand new album out this week, Feel So Good. And not only, of course, more amazing music from you, but you've been able to team up with some great artists as well to be able to be a part of this project. What has it been like for you? I know it's just the first week, but what has it been like for you to see the way that people are already responding to the new album?
It's wonderful and exactly what I hoped would happen. That they got the message that this is about feeling good.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely is feeling good. And what I love about the album, Ms. Warwick, is that as I was listening to it, you know, not only are we able to get, you know, great songs that we have gotten to know over the years, but I think introducing new listeners, I think, to some of your music, as well as, of course, you know, some of their favorite artists as well. You know, this album is really about collaborations. I mean, some amazing talent that's on this project. And of course, people like Ziggy Marley, Jamie Foxx, Gladys Knight, Ruben Studdard, and then, of course, those that you know very well, like Cheyenne Elliott and David Elliott. You know, what was it like for you to have these great artists on this project along with you?
Oh, so much fun. And to know that they wanted to be a part of the project, which was even more fun for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the last time you and I spoke, of course, your album now, you know, that you were celebrating was, you know, was Grammy nominated. You've had really a whirlwind 2014 with work. You've been all over the place. I know I saw Billy Ray Cyrus and you, of course, traveling around with the single Hope Is Just Ahead that is also on mm-hmm. Feel So Good. You know, that song in itself and then that video that you guys shot for that song, I think yes. it's so powerful. I mean, do you think that is a message that can, even though Billy Ray said even in the interviews, it's a song he's had for some time, but do you think the relevance of that song now is really why people are drawing to it so much?
I hope so. I think the message is very, very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, that if we just take time to be what we really happen to be, and that's a human being, and show that we're here for the purpose of caring about each other and for each other. I certainly hope that message gets across because, as far as I'm concerned, that he hit the nail right on the head for me.
Yeah. Well, there's so many great messages in the music that you've shared on this project. Feel So Good. The title track, of course, is sung by yourself and CeeLo Green, who everyone knows. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about you that I think has really, I mean, captured people's attention, Ms. Work, is that not only have you been able to have such an amazing career, but you have always taken out the time to be with your fans. You know, you've been traveling literally around the world over the mm-hmm. past, you know, past decades, you know, spending time with your fans. You know, is that one of the highlights for you, being able to see how people literally from, you know, from different generations and nationalities are coming together with your music?
Absolutely. You know, it's so wonderful to know that I'm consistently giving people what they really want to hear, especially for me. And to know that I'm, you know, and they do let me know that I've been a part of the smile times in their lives. And that's quite something.
It is. It has to be a great feeling, and they definitely appreciate you as well. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Really excited today to welcome back Ms. Dionne Warwick to our program. She's celebrating the release of her brand-new project out this week. It's called Feel So Good. I mean, it has some amazing songs that you all have known, but definitely with a different flavor. You know, it was part of your hope also. I know you mentioned, of course, part of this was about feeling good, Ms. Warwick, but was also of it being able to introduce your music to new generations, too, with some of these artists?
Absolutely. Well, not only to introduce me to them, but them me to them. You know, I had of course heard of Neo, and of course CeeLo and Maya over the years, but it was an opportunity to meet them and interact with them. But and then to know that the songs that they chose to sing with me. It was quite overwhelming on some of the cases. You know, you get to the point after being in the industry for as long as I have
right.
that most of the youngsters today may not even know what a Dionne Warwick is, much less the music that I've made. Because 90% of the recordings were recorded long before they were either thought of or born.
Right.
But to find out that they have had an interest in these songs is a wonderful feeling.
Exactly. I mentioned, of course, CeeLo Green. You mentioned Neo. And then, of course, there's the familiar, you know, voice of being able to work with Gladys Knight on I Know I'll Never mm-hmm. Love This Way Again. Take us into that, because I knew I wanted to ask you about what was it like for you to be singing that song with Ms. Knight?
It was wonderful. You know, G and I have been friends probably for more than years than we want to admit. And she let me know when she first heard the recording, when I first recorded it, how she thought it was probably one of the best recordings I've ever made.
Wow.
And it fast became one of her favorite songs. And so it was a no-brainer when she was called and asked to be a part of the CD, what mm-hmm. song she wanted to sing. And she told me, without a doubt, well, you know what song I'm going to sing.
Speaking of that single with Gladys Knight, here is I Know I'll Never Love This Way Again with Ms. Dionne Warwick and Gladys Knight. We'll be right back right after this.
No one else had ever found a way to do. I kept these memories
this way again.
Project Feels So Good. There are, of course, some personal ones on here, too. Now, of course, we got to hear you sing with David Elliott on Now. That was amazing to be able to hear, you know, and then now to have him, of course, be a part of Windows of the World, and then Cheyenne Elliott being a part of Let There Be Love. You know, did that, you know, also for me, what I thought about was really solidifying the power of family and how music has the ability to not only bring people together, but I think to display and to express things in ways like nothing else. Was that what it really felt like for the whole project for you, Ms. Warg, a big family affair?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's in fact, I'm referring to this CD as a family affair. You know, Damon, my youngest son, who produced the CD, David, of course, my eldest son, and Cheyenne, who happens to be his daughter, my granddaughter. So, I mean, that solidified the family fortune. And then Gladys, of course, I look at her more as a sister than a friend. She is that close to the family. And all the youngsters that I had the opportunity to record with, during our recording, you know, we became friends. You know, we got to know each other and had some wonderful conversations outside of the industry, and I was asked questions. So it became a total family affair.
Yeah, it totally has been an amazing thing. I have to say this. When I first heard about the album, when I first got the email from Double Exposure about it, Ms. Ward, I went to Amazon, of course, to get it for myself. I got the digital download. And it was curious to me, when I went there, there was over 16 of your albums that came up after I made the purchase saying, you know, if you like that, you'll probably will like this. I mean, and that is just another way that I think that your music continues to be able to be shared. You know, do you think that also shows the power of music? And our real music never dies.
And that's the real deal. You've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Great songs will outlast all of us.
Right. Exactly. Well, I tell you, there's a lot of great music out there, and it continues even on this project. Again, Feels So Good is the new album that is out now. You guys have to get this. And what's great about, of course, Amazon.com, you guys can go and even sample the singles if you'd like to get just the singles. Of course, you can also be able to buy the entire project as well. You know, Jamie Foxx is another one I want to make sure I mentioned to Ms. Warwick, and then we're going to remind our listeners how they can get it. You know, he is such a character in himself. I remember when I first interviewed him last year. The humility he has, but also the amazing gift that he has in so many ways. You know, Deja Vu was a song that you guys did together. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that experience?
You know, that was the song he chose. He fell in love with that song the first time he heard it.
Wow.
And wanted to start singing it himself. And I said, well, please do. And he said, well, can we do that one? I said, you got a deal.
Oh, wow. Oh, what an amazing thing. I tell you, and what an amazing treat for all of us, Ms. Ward, to be able to have this album now, of course, to be able to enjoy some songs that we have gotten to know, and then, of course, to get a new flavor and introduce them, as we said, to be able to introduce them to a new audience as well. Again, I feel so good. We hope you guys will be able to pick that up for yourselves. And, Ms. Ward, where's the best place for our listeners to stay connected with you?
Well, they can stay connected with me at DionneWard.usa.
All right, so DionneWarwick.usa is where you guys can go. Make sure you guys bookmark that website. As I said, you know, she stays on the road, so definitely make sure you guys stay connected with where she is. And Ms. Warwick, again, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much, and keep feeling good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll definitely do our best. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website, which is www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the links are already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Chair, even when there's no one sitting there. Ooh, but a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you. There's nothing there.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.